This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The UN Security Council Saturday unanimously approved new sanctions to punish the North Korean government, including a ban on coal and other exports worth over $1 billion. Heritage Foundation Asia expert Bruce Klinger, a former CIA Korean branch chief, says North Korea's nuclear capabilities are real.
North Korea has the ability to soon hit the United States with nuclear weapons. Right now, the missile can reach Los Angeles, Denver, and Chicago, perhaps also New York and Washington, D.C. already.
Meanwhile, North Korea responded to the council's actions, saying it will launch, quote, thousands-fold revenge against the United States over the adoption of those sanctions. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway told ABC's This Week Sunday the investigation into Russia's involvement in the presidential election is a waste of time.
The entire Russia investigation is a hypothetical. The president has called it a fiction, a total fabrication to excuse the colossal and unexpected unwanted defeat of Hillary Clinton in last year's election.
Conway said the Russia investigation will eventually come up with nothing. So what's next for the health care bill, since Republicans have been unable to advance that health care bill in Congress? Democratic Senator Chris Coons says he'd like to see both parties work together on health care reform.
What I've heard in Delaware is that about half of the projected increase in annual rates is because of uncertainty in the marketplace. And so we need to come together quickly in a bipartisan way to strengthen and stabilize the individual marketplace. We also need to begin working across the aisle to find ways to fix what is not working about the Affordable Care Act while still keeping in place the expansions that made better health care accessible for millions of Americans.
Coons was a guest on ABC's This Week. Trump administration's first sign-up is for 2018, starts on November 1st. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
The U.S. is condemning a move by Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly to oust the country's chief prosecutor.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the removal of Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, was illegal. Nauert also calls this move an attempt to tighten the authoritarian dictatorship of President Nicolas Maduro. Nauert says the U.S. applauds the action by the South American trade bloc to suspend Venezuela for failing to follow democratic norms.
Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. Starbucks is shooting down a rumor that its coffee shops will give discounted drinks and food to undocumented immigrants on August 11th. Senior Vice President of Global Communications John Kelly says the rumor is completely false, 100% fake. The bogus ads promise 40% off any menu item for undocumented immigrants on so-called Dreamer Day. More on these stories at townhall.com. Wells Fargo is expanding an internal review of its sales practices and says the move could uncover significantly more accounts opened by bank employees without customers' consent.
The San Francisco Bank disclosed the broadened review in a filing Friday with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Wells Fargo has been trying to repair its reputation after admitting last fall that employees under pressure to meet aggressive sales targets opened as many as 2 million accounts without getting customers' permission. The company ended up paying $185 million to regulators and settled a class action suit for $142 million. Patrick Foss reporting.
Average price of a gallon of regular gas rose about a penny nationally over the past 2 weeks, $2.32, that according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Most expensive gas in Reno, Nevada was at $2.99 a gallon. The cheapest could be found in Jackson, Mississippi at $1.97. Average diesel price, $2.51. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRock.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. You know, the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science. And I would say fake anything for that matter because of, you know, the investment, the waste of resources that go along with anything that is fake. It derails us. Though we should be able to rely on the unbiased facts of science for some of the biggest decisions of our lives, you know, think about it. you know, from our health, education, the well-being of our families. The left has manipulated so many of these facts to advance their agenda, to squash all debate. And I would say they have more than manipulated. What they have done is they have weaponized this whole doctrine that they're behind. If they're behind something, they find a way to weaponize it. If they can get the three initial government agencies behind it to put the force of their beliefs on the rest of us minions who are just trying to figure it out, you know, and along the way, if we don't agree with them, if we don't buy into their fake proposals, then we're the bad guys, and we're basically set aside. We're invalidated. Our opinion no longer counts. Well, we're going to be talking with the author of Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. You ready for that? Austin Roos is with us. He's the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, a United States-based research institute that works with the United Nations Economic and Social Council and the Organization of American States exclusively on international life and family issues. He has traveled all around the world to lecture on UN matters, and we're honored to have him with us on Bill Martinez Live. Austin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on the book. Appreciate the boldness and the courage, because you're doing this in the face of a weaponized left that would just as soon invalidate you and say that something is severely wrong with you for calling out this fake science that we're exposed to.
Well, sure. You know, I'm on the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list. I've got 52 mentions in Right Wing Watch, which I'm very proud of. That's that's among the largest number of mentions in Right Wing Watch. So I'm doing very well.
Well, that's good that you're doing well, and I would encourage you to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of those of us that are demanding that the science that we are exposed to is true, that it has veritas, that the decisions that we make based on scientific fact are true, and that you know, the choices and the results of those choices would be based on the truth and not some sort of progressive ideology.
Correct. Well, and that's the problem, is that science has increasingly become ideological over the years. And in the book, we look at 11 different issue areas, from, you know, marriage and family and homosexuality and transgenderism to genetically modified foods and global warming and fracking. So we really look at a broad scope of issues, and we show what the left says science says, and then we show what the science really says. And generally, science will back up conservative points of view on, on all these issues.
What is the end game of this of the left with this ideology? What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, I mean, they're looking to advance their agenda. You know, when they say that the science is settled, this is you know, quite similar to the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list, the purpose of which is to shut down debate. You cannot question something because the science is settled. One of my chapters is called Back Off, Man, I'm a Scientist, which is a line from Bill Murray's movie Ghostbusters.
Right.
And the reason he said that was to shut down that person who was questioning him. And so when you look at all these issues, this is what they're trying to do, is shut down debate. And the danger of this is that they are advancing a particular agenda and nothing really based on science. I mean, for instance, and this is why I argue in the book that fake science is more dangerous than fake news, because fake news can be ephemeral. Here today, gone tomorrow, knocked down by a new narrative. But fake science can lodge in people's minds for a good long while, and it's hard to get out of there because we hold the scientific institutions in such high regard.
Exactly.
So that, you know, for years we were told 10% of the population was gay, and that this was based on science. It wasn't. It never was. But sadly, most Americans believe now that 20% of the population is gay. Millennials believe 25% is gay. When in fact, this, and this is in my book, the Center for Disease Control says that to 1.6% of the population, roughly 4 million adults, are same-sex attracted. Mm-hmm. So the real science is always on our side, and the fake science comes with an ideological message.
Yeah, I remember during the Bill Clinton campaign, it started out at 5%, and it just climbed up to, by the time he was elected, it was near 20%, and then they had that moment of truth in the Oval Office that went in, you know, to talk to the president to say, look, we've been a big force.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
This is the
Pacific. Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. Fake Science is the discussion, the focus, the new book from our guest, Austin Ruse. He says it's the only thing more dangerous than fake news is fake science. Fake science about hunger is feeding the rich. The CEO of Feeding America gets paid $650,000 a year. Did you know that baseless hysteria, we just touched on that, about GMOs still traps millions of world's poor in a vitamin A deficiency that often leads to blindness and even death? Global warming is real, and it's a good thing, according to fake science. Peer review is a scam. Cheating authors review their own studies, research that challenge the artificial left-wing consensus is blackballed. Austin, in your book, Fake Science, Exposing the Left Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data, what was the most shocking piece of science that you discovered as you were doing your work for this book?
Well, I would say it's explored in the chapter Back Off Man, I'm a Scientist, because the most shocking thing is the poverty of peer review and the outright fraud that is now being revealed in the peer review process. Mm-hmm. So not a specific issue, but something that goes right at the heart of the credibility of science these days. Mm-hmm. There is a website called Retraction Watch that follows closely the regular removal of peer-reviewed papers from journals because of faulty data or fraudulent data. The Amgen people in California tried to replicate the results of 57 landmark studies in biomedical research and could not do so. And these landmark studies have been repeated many, many times in the scientific literature. Somebody estimated that 75 to 80% of the tests in biomedical research cannot be replicated. Mm-hmm. The Springer publishing people a few years ago withdrew more than 100 papers from publication because of fraud and peer review. Just a couple of days ago, Duke University admitted that one of its researchers had been entering faulty data into mouse studies with regard to asthma. These studies resulted in $100 million in grants from the federal government for Duke University and $100 million in grants to related universities. So the thing that I found most shocking is that science itself is losing credibility because of widespread fraud and certainly the ideological nature of some scientific claims.
When will this come to a head and just finally blow up on itself? Austin, I know that what you're doing here exposes a lot, but this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, it has been going on for a long time, and it's hard to see what the end game will be or when this will end. I mean, on the ideological side, we are becoming increasingly more ideological divided every single day. So I don't see that aspect of it, you know, the phony claims based on fake science ending anytime soon. One hopes that questions of fraud and peer review are being handled by scientific authorities. I mean, the problem there is that there are 54,000 PhDs minted every single year in the United States. These people need jobs. They need to publish. They need grants. One of the problems is when a field becomes when a field achieves kind of rock star status like science, mm-hmm. it begins to attract charlatans like Bill Nye. Bill Nye, mm-hmm. the quote unquote science guy. He's a charlatan. And it attracts people like this, and this hurts the credibility of science itself, which is a danger to us.
Well, and the thing is, it would seem that the prevailing, I don't know if you want to call it attitude or perspective on this, is all couched in lies. Whether we talk about news, we're talking science, just issues of the culture. I mean, we are
a country bathed in lies. It's almost like we need some sort of rebirth and reconnection with the truth. And maybe that's what's going to take to finally expose this for what it is. But, you know, we're flawed. We're only human. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But this is why in this show we say we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, I have people, I have experts that come on and they go, Bill, how can you talk about this? And I say, well, fortunately, because we're independent, we're not beholden to some empire that says, oh, no, you can't talk about this. You know, even a book like yours and what we're talking about, there are some media outlets that would not allow this conversation to take place.
You know, and the reason that I wrote this book and the way that the book is written, it's not written for experts. It's written for the typical, you know, mom and dad who are debating, you know, their youngster home from college. Who's gotten, you know, a good dose of
totally indoctrinated
science.
I know. That's just a fun Thanksgiving dinner, by the way, when you have the son or daughter coming back from college, you know.
Often, you know, people are caught kind of flat-footed because, you know, folks on the left can cite, you know, chapter and verse of supposed scientific theories and papers, when in fact there are answers. And so the book goes through 11 issue areas and gives people the answer to the claims of the left. You know, homosexuality is inborn. There's a study that says so. Well, as a matter of fact, the guy who did the study on the quote-unquote gay gene himself has said that he did not discover the gay gene. Not a lot of people know that.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is full of information like that on how people can answer their son or daughter home from college, answer, you know, their left-wing uncle who comes for Thanksgiving, you know, talk to folks in the office. So that's who the book is for regular folks to equip themselves to answer the phony, fake scientific claims of the other side.
And the tough thing about this is that it puts people who are interested in the truth in a combative position, because when you confront these people that are so fixed ideologically, boy, it makes it tough. Austin, I got to tell you, you know, doing a show like this and, you know, having and I mean, it's an honor to have you here to expose the truth and what you've done with this book. You know, on a daily basis, I'm blessed to be exposed to this. And, you know, I do this on behalf of our audience as well. It makes it difficult because when you run across these ideologues that want to say first thing, well, you know, 75% or 95% of the scientists agree that global warming. And as soon as they come up with that faux information, you know what the depth of their argument is. And it's going, okay, well, I've got to somehow find a way to bail out, because the only thing that's going to happen from now is they're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in debate. They're just interested in agreement. And I can't agree with something that starts off from a false premise.
Well, yeah, and in failing agreement, they will settle for imposition, which is why, for instance, in New York City, a small shop owner can be fined $250,000 for persistently refusing to use the proper gender pronoun of one of their customers.
Yes.
I mean, it's why New York City is considering banning all talk therapy for anyone who wishes to stop certain sexual behaviors. So failing persuasion, they will happily settle for coercion and imposition.
Well, Austin, what's the main thing you want readers to take away from your book?
That there is information that they can find easily to answer the false claims of the left when it comes to science. That's the takeaway. There is help here in this book, Fake Science, that they can find at Amazon and their local bookstores.
You've done a lot of great work with it, and I thank you for your effort. Fake Science, Exposing the Left's Skewed Statistics, Fuzzy Facts, and Dodgy Data. As Austin just said, the book is available at all the usual places. Is there a website they can go to, Austin?
The organization is c-fam.org, c-fam.org, and we fight the life and family battle at the UN, the OAS, and around the world.
Well, thank you for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people. Austin Ruse, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Austin.
Anytime.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. How you doing? It's just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour as the conversation continues, especially when it comes to Donald Trump and the way the media has come after him. And I know for many, you say, well, it's no wonder. I mean, he went after them. They're after each other. And I don't know if Donald Trump really realized what kind of fight he was in for, and they have definitely circled the wagons around him. And even as powerful a voice force as Donald Trump is, I mean, after all, he's not beholden, so they don't have that to get on. But they can definitely not necessarily make his day, that's for sure. Our next guest, I'm sure, would agree. John Heibusch is with us, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, John, you look at the Trump administration, he really picked a fight here, and the media is not going to do him a whole lot of favors, certainly. You know, you got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know. It seems like every day it's another fight. And but I, you know, I have to honestly say, I think this is the kind of thing President Trump is asking for. I think he's made a decision that the media is on the other side, the other camp, the enemy camp, and that he can actually gain votes by taking them on. So I think, in my opinion, it's part of a strategy.
Well, you know, okay, that's fine. You might win the battle, but what about the war? Is there going to be something to where the media might find some middle ground
And I mean, because obviously they really don't care about income, about their bottom line, because this has been very costly for them over the years. And it's not just been because of Donald Trump. I mean, they were in the tank certainly for President Obama, and I think it's been a while here that they've decided. They've made a purposeful decision to abandon any kind of middle ground and any kind of true journalistic ethos. Not to mention their reason for being as far as we the people are concerned. I mean, they're there to document history, report on the facts, and it's become almost expanded tabloid stuff.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting discussion, Bill, because I agree with you that the media is in a whole lot of hurt in this day and age. But I think by and large, that's a result of technology and changing times, and I think that the hurt they're in, you know, it's not based upon a fight or two they may have picked here or there. I think their bottom line is suffering because of disaggregation and social media, and you know, 10,000 new ways that people are able to get their news from places like Facebook instead of, let's say, ABC or NBC. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with you completely that it seems like in order to grab ratings or to sell more papers, get more subscribers, that in many respects this is a period of time we haven't seen in America before, where it feels like the Fourth Estate is essentially crossed the middle line, and I mean in the wrong direction. I mean,
exactly.
One in which it's they've challenged, they throw down the gauntlet and challenge the president to a fight, and we're getting one. We're seeing it play right out in front of us.
At our own expense, too, John, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We've been saying all the time, I mean, Congress is still getting their health care. Whatever tax breaks that they get, to whatever special dispensations are afforded them, it's business as usual on the Beltway. It might be a little bit more contentious, but all in all, I mean, compared to what Main Street America is feeling and experiencing, this is why we had such a revolt in November, and why the status quo was turned upside down, thinking that it was a fait accompli that Hillary Clinton would be our next president, and lo and behold, Donald Trump and the people that supported him got the last say.
Yeah, you know, no argument there at all, Bill. I take your point completely that we seem to be completely distracted from the issues that sent President Trump to the White House, and those with which I'm certain he'd like to focus on if he could. And they include health care and tax reform and, you know, shrinking the size of the federal government, things that, you know, frankly, are taken right out of the Reagan playbook. You know, there's a lot of Reaganites out there that are just pleased as punch to have President Trump being interested in the same issues that President Reagan was, and I think they hope that he can accomplish a lot of his agenda. But as you say, this incredible distraction is, you know, takes a toll on the American people, and we're not discussing and debating the issues that we should.
Well, as far as the media is concerned, John, do you see an opportunity? I see one for a national media company to abandon the status quo and to really focus on presenting the news and a return, if that's even possible, in the midst of all, you know, the information age we live in, the fact that anybody that has a computer, even a microphone, can have a say, and I say that's fine, but the free market should determine the veracity and the value of what it brings brings to play here. But it would appear, because this is one thing I hear consistently in my travels, is people are hungry. They say, Bill, where do you go to for the news? And, you know, because I'm just so confused anymore. I'm not sure who to believe anymore.
I can understand why you'd say there are many that feel that they would wish they could find some source they could trust on the media front, and I, you know, I'm in that crowd. Interestingly, we find it just seems the predilections of the American people, though, are often to rush to the source that they trust because it's a source they believe. You know, we're seeing that every day as people, you know, run to their quote unquote their neutral corners. You know, they. They're digesting news that that they want to believe. You know, that's necessarily so. And as a result, we don't seem to be able to have a common conversation. People talk past one another because they can't even agree on a set of facts.
Yeah.
And that's a relatively new development as well.
I don't mind the talking. It's the yelling, John. I mean,
yeah.
It is so passionate. I think somebody has written here recently, well, more than recently, for the last couple of years about the divisiveness and the contention in our country and used the comparative as the Civil War and saying that we haven't been so divided since the Civil War. And when you think about that, you go, well, that's pretty profound. And no doubt about it. I mean, I have to be careful in conversations that I have, whether it's on an airplane of all places because you have no place to go. That's worse yet. But in some venues, I just walk away. Yeah, I know, because I can't even, you know, because I've had a couple conversations with people. I say, look, you got to understand, I do this for a living. And I'm asking questions from experts and people that know. And I think we're all, in some cases, like the group of blind men filling different parts of the elephant, you know.
trying
to make sense of it all.
Yeah, well, Bill, I think you're right. We thank God that we're not all grabbing for our ammunition stores just yet. I have an interesting theory about this. You know, my belief beyond what we've already talked about with respect to people digesting only the news they want to digest. I also think it's a function of our modern times and what technology has done. In terms of our ability to communicate, I think we're able to reach each other or 10 million people with a couple of thumbs and a Twitter account, and we can get our points across. But at the same time, I think that's dramatically increased the level of stress and tension in the world because the ramifications for what we say now are so much greater given there's so many people that we're able to touch. And I think so as the stress level rises, so does the anger and so do all the other emotions that go along with it. And here we are today, you know, seemingly at each other's throats.
Well, the book Megatrends talked about this period of life that we're living in, and it talked about as technology would increase that there would be a higher call for what they called high touch, you know, that human connection instead of being treated like a just another number. And to your point, I would agree is that I think that's what we're yearning for. We're yearning for the very thing that we seem to be pushing away. It's kind of ironic right now that we want fellowship. We want to have conversation, but we negate it. We've got more. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Nero Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Bill Martinez live. Martinez
Live.com. Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates around this country that carry Bill Martinez Live, or even on shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. John Heibusch is with us, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy, and we're going to talk about his new book in just a moment. I still want to wrap things up here just a little bit, John, regarding, what Trump is representing. I mean, Trump, in a way, certainly not, perfectly in the style of one Ronald Reagan, but a lot of his policies are very Reagan-esque. And his approval ratings have been a bit dramatic. I mean, I know that it was tough on Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan had an idea. I mean, he knew, because of his experience with the media, he knew how to manage this. Donald Trump he's like a bull untethered, just going through the media institutions and creating all kinds of damage in the process. But all that considered, when it comes to approval ratings, and I've been one to say, look, at what approval ratings give you is a snapshot, and they tell you what is. The other part is what you'd hope to have, but that is really, to me, the true measurement of leadership, don't you think?
Yeah, you're right. Approval ratings are what they are. They're snapshots in time, and President Trump has been in office for just about 6 months. So he's got another 3.5 years to go, at least in a first term. He's got time to change the snapshot. He's got time to dramatically improve his numbers, as President Reagan did. Just as President Reagan went from very low approval ratings to historic high approval ratings, but it's going to call for, in my opinion, just a smarter communication strategy. Ronald Reagan was a master communicator. Mm-hmm. He understood how to use the media to get his message across, and I think President Trump has even more tools at his disposal to accomplish the same task, but it's just going to call for everyone on his team, including himself, to sing from the same sheet of music.
Amen.
And to portray the kind of vision that he wants for America rather than creating distractions that I think oftentimes only shoot himself in the foot.
You find it kind of amazing, you know, when you compare the two parties. Democrats are really good. They get the talking points, and it's almost like they enter in some sort of hidden cabal. It says, you know, thou shalt sing from the same hymnal. You know, put those other ones away. Republicans, forget it. I mean, it's like herding cats. You know, you can't get them. I mean, it's like they love bifurcating the whole health care argument, for example. I mean, they want to argue all the different legs. Why don't you come on and tell me what it is you like about the current proposal? And then if you have a second or two, talk about, hey, I'd like to see some movement in this particular area. But, man, they just beat down the negative to where, you know, the people are weary and going, can these guys even legislate?
Yeah, you know, some would suggest, Bill, that the reason you see that kind of difference between Republicans and Democrats is because Republicans, you know, they have a mind of their own. I mean, they're in, you know, it's a smart group of people, conservative by nature, that want what's best for America, and they're highly opinionated, but you know, they don't always dance to the same song, in great part because a lot of them have really great ideas that may well differ at times. And I think on the Democrat front, I think they pick a company line, and they've all been trained to just simply stick with it regardless of whether it is best for what the country needs. And I think that's where we see the difference.
Exactly. But even President Reagan said, look, if I can negotiate and get 80% of the deal, I got to feel pretty good about it. You know, and I think that there is a time to have that contention and debate, but there's also a time to demonstrate some unity and leadership so that the people understand that, okay, hey, these guys got, okay, you know, they've got a pretty good handle on this deal. And as you say, I mean, I appreciate that they're smart and they bring that to the dance, but at some point you got to be able to call the question and say, all right, let's focus on what we agree on. And but I guess maybe that's just my own pipe dream.
I don't know. Maybe not a pipe dream. I think even if President Reagan were alive today, Bill, you know, per what you said about his view that 80% of a loaf is better than none. You know, remember, Ronald Reagan was also the kind of guy that always wanted to go back for the other 20% later on. You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, he knew what he wanted. He knew what vision would carry the country forward. You know, you're right. It would be genuinely helpful to have our leadership, you know, the highest office in the land, ready and prepared to lead the troops, to get gain us ground, you know, all those things. And in some respects, it just may be something that has to come with time and with experience on the president's part.
Well, maybe we're all due for some maturity, this administration and we the people. We've been kind of out of the fight for a while, and maybe we need to step up and really do the things that are needed for a time such as this. Our conversation with John Heibusch continues. Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute Executive Director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. Speaking of which, John, tell us about the book, The Shroud Conspiracy.
Well, it's a novel. It's a fiction novel. It's I've been told it's a page-turner. You know, it had a number in the national media say it's the book to read for the summer. And it's kind of nice to hear because it's my first novel. I'm a little surprised myself. It's done as well as it's done. And but it's, you know, it's all of the background for the book is about the shroud, the famous Shroud of Turin, which is the famous burial cloth of Jesus Christ. And it's on that cloth that the miraculous image appears of Jesus. And half of the world believes it's a fake, and the other half essentially believes it's the most venerated religious object ever known to mankind. And then this book takes place in the center of that controversy, where an atheist scientist, a brilliant scientist, decides to prove once and for all that the shroud is a fake. And he comes to find that's not necessarily the case, and as a result, he goes through a lot of change himself as well. So it's called The Shroud Conspiracy, and it's selling well. I'm very pleased to see that.
Yeah, once again, when people are confronted, and even in a novel form, with the truth of Christ, it's hard to resist, so it would follow a form that others previously have followed, like St. Paul, for example. who found himself kicking at the goads and had that confrontation on the road to Damascus and discovered the truth of Christ.
Yeah, you know, I very purposely wrote into the story a character that his whole life he has been hesitant, to is really the most polite word, to accept a faith of any kind. Mm-hmm. And in his particular case, it's really a bit like a doubting Thomas. And it's only until the remarkable miracles occur that you know, he begins to change inside, and it does some incredible things, you know, for him and to him, and it changes the, you know, how he feels about life. And there's in my opinion, there's some parallels there that, you know, that hopefully may touch all of us.
Well, he's a forensic anthropologist. He's like a good group of people that he would represent, of a scientific mindset that say, look, if I can't feel it and touch it, understand it. I mean, this faith thing is a little too woo-woo for me. I can't seem to connect with it. But here we have, you know, your main character, Dr. John Bodorant, who is of a scientific mind. And how many Americans feel the same way? Or how many people, yeah, in the world, for that matter, say, show me the proof?
Yeah, you know, in the book, The Shroud Conspiracy, he comes to find for the first time in his life that some things occur that science cannot explain. Mm-hmm. And then he comes to a full stop because that's something remarkably new to him. And it's at that point that that he takes a position of being open in his heart, in his mind, his soul, you know, as to what the possibilities in this life are, and that perhaps the miraculous, just as the shroud is miraculous, is possible. But one has to be open to that, to let it happen.
You know, seemingly there are many crossroads in life that we come alongside, and boy, like any crossroads, they involve major decisions, don't they?
Oh, yeah, and that's right. It means, you know, decisions small and large, but and no doubt, I mean, I include myself among them when, yeah, when you're presented in life with a major, major challenge. It seems it's at that time in life when you, you know, dig down in your very deepest and really, you know, bring to the fore the kind of person that you are, and it tests your strength, and most especially tests your faith. You know, this character Bondurant goes through that in spades, and his life is on the line. And if you read the Shroud Conspiracy, there may be parts of his character that you might identify with.
Well, it is a. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead. No, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to use your words that and what others have said about the book. It is a page turner, a burner, and one for summer reading. The Shroud Conspiracy. It's a thriller, and this is book one, so there's more to come, right?
Oh yeah, there is. Next spring, right around Easter time, book two called The Second Coming will be coming out. It's a sequel, and I actually even like it better than the first.
Well, John, we got to have you back for that one as well. John Highbush has been with us. John, congratulations on the book. It is available at all the usual places. Yes,
it is. Barnes and Nobles and stores across the country, and certainly at Amazon.com.
Well, John, thank you so much, and we'll see you out there in Simi Valley. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.